And now it's over to the news desk with Susanna Nieves and Mike Hudson. But first, we'll take a look at today's headlines.
Cuba cancels acts and public events because of COVID-19.
UK Foreign Minister says Cuba and the United Kingdom together against COVID-19.
Guatemala suspends all US deportation flights due to COVID-19.
UK ambassador grateful to Cuba for allowing repatriation of stranded cruise ship travelers.
Now for the news in detail.
The Cuban government on Wednesday ordered the cancellation of mass public acts, events, and historical commemorations. According to President Miguel Díaz-Canel, only small-format activities will be carried out in view of the dangers represented by the new coronavirus, declared a pandemic by the World Health Organization. The Congress of the Young Communist League of Cuba, scheduled for the beginning of April, was postponed. The same is happening with other events. Previously, sports competitions and artistic performances had been suspended. Cuba reported this Wednesday the first death for COVID-19, an Italian citizen 61-year-old with a history of bronchial asthma, who was in a serious critical condition. The Ministry of Public Health reported 4 new positive cases of the new coronavirus in Cuba this Wednesday, bringing the total number of people diagnosed with the new condition to 11. Meanwhile, at the national level, more than 30,000 health hearings were held in student, labor, and community centers to explain the prevention measures against the disease and to raise awareness of the level of risk.
Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez highlighted on Thursday the coordinated work between Cuba and the United Kingdom for the return of the passengers of the MS Bremer cruise ship, which had 5 confirmed cases of the new coronavirus. In a message published on Twitter, the Foreign Affairs Minister said that the return concluded according to the plan. In the early hours of Thursday morning from the Jose Marti International Airport, the operation was carried out as planned, and the corresponding health and security measures were adopted. Cuba's best wishes to passengers and crew. Together against COVID-19, he wrote. The MS Bremer, belonging to the Fred Olsen Cruise Lines Company, docked at dawn on Wednesday at the port of Mariel, located 50 kilometers west of Havana, where the evacuation began. With 682 passengers and 381 crew members on board, the shop had been searching for a port since late February. It was denied access by several Caribbean ports.
Guatemala's government has announced that as of today, it will temporarily stop receiving Hondurans and Salvadorans deported from the United States under the Asylum Cooperation Agreement due to the coronavirus pandemic. The announcement was made by Foreign Affairs Minister Pedro Brolo. U.S. officials did not immediately comment on the situation. The Central American nation will also stop receiving its nationals deported from the U.S. until both countries establish protocols to guarantee the health of migrants and asylum seekers before they are deported, officials said. President Alejandro Giammattei suspended all flights as part of a ban on all foreigners from entering the country and the closure of the country's borders for 15 days in an effort to stem the spread of the novel coronavirus. In the same manner, the Catholic Church's migrant shelters in Guatemala City announced that it was temporarily suspending services to migrants and asylum seekers deported from the United States. We cannot put at risk the lives of the people, Father Mauro Verceletti, the director of the Guatemala City migrant shelter, told Al Jazeera. The United Nations Refugee Agency said it was deeply concerned as the rule would put vulnerable families at risk and undermine international efforts to find a coordinated solution.
The repatriation to the United Kingdom of some 1,000 travelers who were on board the MS Bremer cruise ship was underway Wednesday evening. Among the passengers, there were 5 people diagnosed with COVID-19 and some 50 passengers and crew in isolation with respiratory symptoms. Most of the passengers and crew are departing from Havana's International Airport to London on three flights chartered to British Airways, while a fourth plane would take infected patients to Wiltshire Air Base in southwest England. The British ambassador to Havana, Anthony Stokes, was at the Mariel Port Terminal about some 25 miles west of the capital during the docking and disembarking of the travelers.
The MS Braemar docked here in Mariel Port, about 25 miles west of Havana. It's now making the final preparations for all the passengers to disembark. I'm conscious that this has been a difficult and uncertain journey for the passengers and for the crew, and I'm very grateful to the Cuban government for enabling this operation to go ahead. We've been working closely together since Friday to pull everything together, and we're determined to protect the health of the passengers and crew, the Cubans and everybody working here, as well as to get all the passengers back to the UK safely.
On a message posted by the official Twitter account of the British Embassy in Havana, Ambassador Stokes said he was aware that had been a difficult and uncertain journey for the passengers and the crew, and that he was very grateful to the Cuban government for enabling this operation to go ahead. He added that they had been working closely together since Friday to pull everything together, and they were determined to protect the health of the passengers and crew, the Cubans and everybody working on site, as well as to get all the passengers back to the United Kingdom safely.
The last of four planes carrying the passengers from MS Braemar is taking off from Jose Marti Airport in Havana. Thank you to everybody involved in this complex operation. I'd like to wish a safe return back to the UK to all the passengers.
We're listening to Radio Vancouver's English language broadcast for today. And back to the news desk with Susan Nieves and Mike Hudson.
On Wednesday evening, Cuba confirmed its 11th COVID-19 case. According to primetime national TV news, the case is a 57-year-old Canadian male who was identified in the eastern Holguín province, who flew there from Canada on March 14th. According to the Public Health Ministry update, contact tracing is underway. Currently, there are 356 persons in Cuba hospitalized for observation.
U.S. hospitals are reportedly grappling with a shortage of personal protective equipment as the coronavirus crisis deepens across the country. One of the country's top cancer hospitals, Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, New York, has informed its staff it has a shortage of masks and other personal protective equipment, or PPE, even as at least five employees and three patients have been diagnosed with coronavirus COVID-19, American news website BuzzFeed News said. The hospital said last Friday afternoon that it has only a week's supply of masks on hand. Report say hospitals around the U.S. are wrestling with shortages of PPE, beds, and ventilators amid mounting numbers of infected patients. But the shortage is particularly troubling at cancer hospitals, including Sloan Kettering, the country's oldest and largest private cancer hospital, because cancer treatments like chemotherapy and radiation therapy can leave patients with compromised immune systems. Cancer patients, by nature, the fact that they're receiving chemotherapy, are naturally at increased risk of infection, said Andrew Chapman, chief of cancer services at the Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center of Thomas Jefferson University Hospital in Philadelphia. A Sloan Kettering Hospital spokesperson acknowledged the shortage of personal protective equipment, saying that officials are working to find sufficient supplies from other sources as production and distribution delays continue in China, where the coronavirus outbreak was believed to be first detected in December. Craig Calford, Sloan Kettering's hospital's senior vice president of supply chain and sustaining care, said that many U.S. hospitals are in much worse condition. The scarcity of protective masks, eye shields, gowns, and other supplies for the caregivers on the front lines of the fight against the coronavirus has raised concerns in the federal government and at the state and local level. Last week, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, revised its recommendations for PPE, saying that more protective equipment, including N95 respirator masks, were not necessary for most healthcare workers other than those directly caring for infected people or individuals suspected of carrying the virus. In response, the American Nurses Association sent a letter to congressional leaders asking for more transparency from the CDC about the transmission of COVID-19 in order to assess whether face masks were sufficient protection for healthcare workers. U.S. nurse unions have sounded the alarm over the shortage of protective equipment with the New York State Nurses Association, saying, "We're prepared to go forward, but at some point we will run low on and perhaps run out of a critical care implement, the N95 respirator. You really can't care for patients without proper equipment." New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said ICU beds in the state are currently at 80% capacity. On Monday, the governor said that the healthcare system was facing an avalanche if between 40 and 70% of the state, or about 8 to 12 million New Yorkers, becomes infected. U.S. cases of the coronavirus have passed 4,400 with at least 86 fatalities as of early morning Tuesday. The White House has advised people not to gather in groups of more than 10 as the outbreak spreads across the U.S. New research published in the journal Science on Monday suggests that transmission by people who are not yet experiencing symptoms of the illness may be responsible for the vast majority of documented cases of COVID-19 in China.
Countries in Africa are making every effort possible to avoid a possible spread of the coronavirus on the continent, as the pandemic is currently ravaging the world, with particularly violent outbreaks in China and Europe, Reuters reports. After a passenger arriving over the weekend from Brussels, Belgium, at Cameroon's Yaoundé Simalen Airport, was found with temperature, health officials said that he was hurried to a hospital and diagnosed within hours as the country's fourth case of COVID-19. Like Cameroon, several countries in Africa were already doing generalized screening for disease longer before revealed the new virus in December. The continent thus hopes its experience against Ebola and other outbreaks will help it deal with a pandemic that could quickly overwhelm its capacities. We have cases that were not caught by the measures in France and Italy, that were caught here, Georges Alain Etundi Mbala, who runs the Health Ministry's epidemic response, told Reuters, describing the screening as a spy network. "Epidemics come and go, but we keep on the surveillance." The virus was reported in at least 27 out of 49 countries in sub-Saharan Africa. In most of them, the number of cases is still under 10 and all were imported from outside the continent. There's a lot at stake for Africa. If the virus gets to impoverished areas, conditions there would provoke an extremely rapid spread. Countries that did not report cases so far are also anticipating the catastrophe and taking preventive measures. Mali's government said Tuesday that it will suspend commercial flights from countries with the virus, while Niger is banning international flights and closing land borders for 2 weeks starting last Thursday. Hospitals across Africa are already struggling with cases of measles, malaria, and other deadly infectious diseases. Wars and conflicts have displaced hundreds of thousands of people and destroyed infrastructure. Asking people presenting symptoms to self-quarantine at home is not feasible in many zones where families live in a single room, share a communal type or latrine, or survive on daily earnings. Africa should brace itself for a serious challenge. The head of the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, John Kengason, said earlier this month, "I still believe containment is possible, but only with extensive testing and surveillance."
And once again, our headlines for today.
Cuba cancels acts and public events because of COVID-19.
UK Foreign Minister says Cuba and the United Kingdom together against COVID-19.
Guatemala suspends all US deportation flights due to COVID-19.
UK ambassador grateful to Cuba for allowing repatriation of stranded cruise ship travelers.